Time now for your comments. John Hummer of Brooklyn says he's been in a fire of desire, nostalgia, and reminiscence since he heard Renee Montaigne's story about Cannery Row in Monterey, California. Hummer's family lived along Cannery Row, and he says after the town went upscale, people moved north to Salinas. In Salinas, he writes, a small number of these amazing characters would meet every morning for breakfast, even in their doddering old age, and sling tall stories and laugh at one another's foibles and eccentricities. Steve Johnson of Western Massachusetts also lived near the sardine canneries in Monterey. The story about Cannery Row reminded him of this local saying.
There are many versions of it, but the phrase I always heard was something like, Carmel by the sea, Pacific Grove by God, and Monterey by the stink.
Last week, I talked with an Austin, Texas reporter about the walkout by Democratic state lawmakers over redistricting. The legislators were temporarily holed up in Oklahoma. Listeners offered these points. William Pettis Jr. of Lynchburg, Virginia says, a majority of Texans vote for Republican candidates for the House of Representatives, but the current districts allow the Democrats to hold a 17-15 edge over the Republicans. Debbie Martin of Austin counters that in the new plan, Republicans have purposefully divided the city of Austin into four congressional districts. This means that for the first time in its history, the capital of Texas will not have its own U.S. congressman. For the record, Austin leans Democratic. In a story by Andrea Seabrook, House Speaker and former history teacher Dennis Hastert made the following comment.
The values and principles that Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln worked so hard for in the 1880s are the same values and principles that we are fighting for as a party and a government and a country and a nation today.
Well, Ed Zimmer of Webb City, Missouri, was among the many who noted that the two could not have worked together in the 1880s. While Douglass lived until 1895, Lincoln was killed in 1865. Finally, another correction. In a recent interview, David Lohr with the Shanghai Daily spoke about the SARS epidemic in Shanghai. Lohr identified himself as associate editor of that English-language publication. In fact, he is what the Shanghai Daily calls a foreign expert who helps to edit the publication. Send your comments to morning@npr.org or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.